Praise the Lord. So good to have all of you here in service with us tonight. And I want to welcome you that are watching by Facebook tonight. We're so honored that you joined us. And I just believe that God is going to have a special word just for you tonight.
Amen. I'll
turn it over to Pastor. Have you got an announcement?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay. I will turn it over to Pastor to minister the word.
Okay, that'll work. No announcements, just the word. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. Holy Spirit, teach through me, preach through me. Help me say what I should say and leave off what I should leave off. Help me to flow with you, Holy Spirit. And Father, I just thank you that you are placing this word deep inside of our spirits this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And we're going to pick up where Wanda Phillips was teaching last week about standing against the spirit of fear. And actually on Wednesday nights for the month of June, it'll be standing against the spirit of fear unless the Lord changes that. But right now, that's the plan. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 in the New King James Version. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, fear is not just a mindset, it is a spirit. Fear is developed by meditating on Satan's lies. Faith is developed by meditating on God's Word. And there again, that scripture, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If God didn't give it to us, where did it come from? It came from the enemy. Okay? Now, the enemy wants to torment us with fear. So what should we do? We should stand against it. I've been in situations in my life many times where I allowed a spirit of fear to overtake me. That's not the way to go, but sometimes, you know, we're learning, we're growing. Fear is faith in the devil and what he can do. Fear opens the door. Fear gives the enemy access. It's one way the enemy gets in. Fear is a weapon, and it tries to paralyze us. Now, I'm going to give you Ephesians 4 and 27. In the World English Bible, that says, don't give place to the devil. Fear gives place to the devil. The easy-to-read translation says, don't give the devil a way to defeat you. The expanded Bible says, don't give the devil a foothold. Fear gives the devil a foothold. Let's say you have a fear of dying. If you're a Christian, you shouldn't have a fear of dying, but a lot of Christians do. But God didn't give you that fear. Now stand against it with the Word of God. Psalms 118 and verse number 17. Now you may be in a situation where death is trying to come against your body. There's been plenty of people in this body where that's happened to. We know Jody and Jesse and many others had to stand against the spirit of fear where death was concerned. And one of the scriptures you can declare if you're in a life or death situation is Psalms 118 and verse number 17 in the King James. It says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. So to stand against the spirit of fear, we must speak to it. So if it's a fear of dying, speak it out loud what the Word says. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Every time that fear thought tries to torment your mind, speak to it. You may have to speak to it a lot in the beginning, but over time, if you get really consistent with the Word of God, that fear will diminish as the more you stand against it with the Word. So one of the ways that we're always going to stand against the spirit of fear is by speaking to it. Now, let's say you have a fear of storms. Pray over the storm and speak to it out loud. You say, I can't do that. That would seem so silly, speaking to a storm. There's a lot of people that feel that way. Well, the church I go to, we don't believe in doing things like that. Well, I'm not going to ask you about the church you go to. I'm going to ask you, what does the Bible say? The Bible says a storm came up, and what did Jesus do? He spoke to it. That's in the Word. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not in your theology or religious tradition, but it's in the Bible. Now, Mark 4, 37 through 39 in the New King James Version, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now, those scriptures says that the disciples cried out for fear. Fear and chaos has broken out in the boat. The New International Version says, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. The Passion Translation says, Save us, Lord, we're going to die. The Message Translation said, Master, save us, we're going down. So what would Jesus do? Mark 4:39, He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. So Jesus spoke to it, and that's what we should do, and that's in line with the Word of God. Now, number two, to stand against the spirit of fear, would be to control the law of hearing over your life. Just because you feel afraid doesn't mean that you have to yield to it. Everyone in this building, everyone that's listening, we all feel afraid sometimes or not. We all do at certain times. And we have to stand against that fear. Now Romans 10:17 says, So then faith cometh by hearing. Now if faith can come by hearing, fear can come by hearing. It's the same principle, and it works that same way. So if you feed fear the most, fear will prevail. If you feed faith the most, faith will prevail. So I must control the law of hearing. So on purpose, I'll listen to things that produce faith in me. YouTube sermons on faith, testimonies of people that have gotten the victory over a spirit of fear in the same area that I need victory over. I will feed my faith and I will starve my doubt. Now, some people talk about things and magnify things that they're afraid of. You can't talk about them, things that you're afraid of, and stand against them at the same time. Now, I understand we all get around people and we can't control what other people say. But if they're always talking about things they're afraid of and they can't control their mouth at all, look at your neighbor and say, I hope he's not talking about you. But I believe he is. I've heard you say things you shouldn't have said. Oh, that was so quiet. Wow. That was all of us. It'll poison our spirit if we stay really close to them. It'll affect our faith if we keep listening to them and hanging closely around them. If we really stay close to them, the things that they're declaring out loud that they're afraid of, those same things eventually we'll be afraid of. Because we keep hearing what they're saying and it's getting in our spirit and it's affecting us. What we hear affects us. That's the spiritual law of hearing. Now number three, the third way to stand against the spirit of fear is to meditate the Word and confess the Word. Now maybe you're waiting on a medical test and the enemy is really doing a job on your mind. He's telling you you've got this or you've got that or you're going to die with this, you're going to die with that, so-and-so had this, and he's really working on your mind. Then resist him with the Word of God. Take a scripture that brings you comfort or gives you peace. Put it in your pocket, put it on the fridge, and here's the big one. Put it on your phone screen. Every time you open that phone screen, that scripture, you're using that scripture. You're going to see that phone screen over and over. Every time you text, every time you call, you put that scripture right there, and you're even seeing it unconsciously every time it pops up, and it's getting down on the inside of you, and it's coming against that spirit of fear because it's getting stronger in you. Every time you see it, it's getting stronger on the inside of you. Even not even realizing that's what you're doing. You're meditating that Word. You're putting the Word right in front of you, and that will stand against that spirit. Then you should also read it aloud to yourself. Resist that spirit with that promise from the Word. That fear will lift because instead of focusing on the thing that you're afraid of, you're focusing on God's Word, which is alive and full of power. Now, the last part of this, I'm going to read a scripture, Psalms 23:4. This is in the New King James Version that I'm going to call Pastor Sharon. I will fear, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I will fear no evil. So we said the third thing was to meditate the Word and confess the Word to stand against fear. So declare out of your mouth, I will not fear bad doctor's reports. I will not fear heart attacks. I will not fear strokes. I will not fear cancer. I will not fear lack. I will not fear dementia. I will not fear nightmares coming to pass. I will not fear dying early. I will not fear animals. I will not fear driving. I will not fear, and you fill in the blank, for whatever it is that the enemy is trying to come against you with, I will not fear. Declare it out of your mouth, whatever it is that's coming against you. So the three ways of standing against the spirit of fear, I'm sure there's hundreds of ways, but three ways that I gave you tonight are: number one, speak to it. Number two, control the spiritual law of hearing. And number three, meditate the Word and confess the Word. Pastor Sharon.
Praise God. That was powerful. Amen. Thank you for that word, Pastor. Amen. Praise God. I just want to say before I get into my part of the message that the presence of the Lord was so strong in praise and worship. I don't know if y'all saw what I saw, but the glory of God was in this place. I could see the glory. It was like a mist. It was like a cloud. And it was awesome. It was powerful. Praise God. And I thank God for that tonight. Talking about standing against the spirit of fear, I want to start in 1 Peter 5, chapter 5 and verse 8. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Now it says that he goes about seeking whom he may devour. It doesn't say that he can devour. He's looking for who he can devour. He's tempting you. He's testing you. He's trying you. And you know, with this scripture, it says exactly who our enemy is. It's the devil. He's the adversary. He is our enemy tonight. Amen. And so he's going about seeking whom he may devour. He's going to see if you'll fall for it tonight. And the biggest tactic that the enemy uses against God's people is fear. And he wants us to just be paralyzed with fear. And so, you know, we need to recognize who's behind the fearful situation that we're facing. We need to recognize that it's the enemy that is behind it, and that we have power over the enemy. We have the victory through Jesus Christ. You know, the enemy always uses the tactics to try to see what he can do, to see what tactics he can use against you, to devour us, if we will allow him to. But with the word of God, we don't have to allow the enemy to do it. We can stand against the enemy through the word of God, as Pastor said, speaking the word of God, leaning on him, having our eyes focused on him. Amen. You know, he tries to make you forget who you are. He doesn't want you to remember all the word of God that you've heard. He doesn't want you to remember the power that you have in Christ Jesus. He doesn't want you to remember whose you are. Amen? You belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God who created heaven and earth. Now the enemy, he wants to bind us up. You know, he doesn't want us to operate in the fullness of the kingdom of God, what God has for us, so that we can be effective in the kingdom of God. So he's constantly trying to see what he can throw out there to try to put fear, to try to cause us not to be able to operate the way that God has called us to operate. So, but we need to keep our eyes on God. We need to keep our focus on the Lord. We need to keep our eyes on the call that God has given us in the kingdom of God. But you know, fear paralyzes you. The enemy wants the church to have, so to speak, spiritual arthritis. Now, you know, I haven't experienced arthritis myself, and I want to just declare that I'm never going to. I'm speaking by faith, amen, that I'll never go through that. Praise God. But I do know people that have and are suffering from arthritis, and I know that it can be very crippling. You see, Satan wants you spiritually crippled tonight. He wants you to be paralyzed with fear. He doesn't want you to be effective in the kingdom of God. That's the bottom line of everything that he comes against you with. He hates Jesus. But see, Jesus, he already won. Amen? So he's going to come against Jesus' children. He's going to try to put fear to stop God's what his plan and purpose is on the earth. Amen. But the enemy wants you stagnant. He doesn't want you moving in the things of God. He doesn't want you to go forward in the things of God. He doesn't want you to have that effectiveness that you would have you not had that fear. Okay? Satan will tell you, you can't move. If you do, you're going to have this happen to you. You're going to have this happen to you. It's going to be bad. All kind of bad things are going to happen to you. It's going to be pain. Who was that? There was somebody. Was it Mr. T that said, I'm going to cause you pain? That's what the enemy tries to tell you to keep you from operating in the kingdom of God. He wants to stop God's plan on this earth. He wants to stop God's plan in your life. But see, we have authority over the enemy. Amen? God has not given us the spirit of fear. If God didn't give it to us, we don't have to have it. We don't have to take it. Amen? But he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Well, I want to give the enemy a nervous breakdown tonight. Amen? Don't you want to give him that? Praise God. We want to walk for God. You know, I've heard that this arthritis thing, you know, it's better to move if you've got it. It's better to use your joints. Because if you don't, they get stagnant. They freeze up on you. See, and that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants you to freeze up with fear tonight. But we're going to keep on moving. We're going to keep on doing what God has called us to do. We're going to keep on operating in God's kingdom tonight. Say amen. I want to just encourage you tonight. No matter what the enemy has come against you with, keep moving in God. Keep moving in the things of God. Amen. If you can't just move anything, spiritually speaking, but your little finger, start moving that little finger. Move that little finger as much as you can. Like you might have one little scripture that you can speak, and you might say it with fear and trembling, but you speak that one little scripture. You are working that finger. You are working the kingdom of God. Don't allow the spirit of fear to paralyze you tonight. Don't let that spirit of fear stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Amen? We have got a calling. You've got a calling to tonight. God has got a calling on your life. He is going to use you. He uses people on this earth, amen, to get his word out, to get his plan worked, amen. He uses us. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his mouthpiece tonight. And we cannot be paralyzed with fear. Amen. Move. I want to just encourage you to move in God. Keep moving in him. No matter, you know, it's by faith. I'm moving my little finger tonight by faith. And amen. Tomorrow I might just be moving my whole hand. Amen. While I'm doing it by faith. Hallelujah. I'm stepping out of the boat. I might have fear all around me, but I'm making that step. I'm taking that first step out of the boat. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody's got me stirred up tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You get that hand going, you get this hand going. Boy, you know it. You got your feet going. Amen. Amen. You're operating in everything that God has called you to do. Hallelujah. By faith. I encourage you tonight to do it by faith. Step out of that boat by faith. Amen. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the winds and the waves coming all around you. Keep your eyes and your focus on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the focus of what God's plan is on this earth. What His plan is and how He's going to use you to fulfill that plan. Amen? We're all important in the kingdom of God. It takes all of us. Everybody has a part in the kingdom of God. And God needs us. You know, I've heard people say God doesn't have to have us. But that's His way. That's His plan. That's the way He ordained it from the beginning, is to use man. Amen? And I want to end with Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 in the New Living Translation. It says, "Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock. And upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." Amen. You might think that you might feel like all the powers of hell have come against you tonight. But amen, God, all the powers of hell, but you will not be conquered. That is the word of God. Amen. You have the victory. No matter what you're going through tonight, you will not be conquered. Jesus already conquered. He already overcame the world. He already saw ahead of time what the enemy was going to come against you with. And He already laid out a plan. Amen? So don't slow down. Don't give up. Don't stop moving. Keep moving forward. As long as you keep moving, God's going to keep using you.
Amen?
Amen? He's going to keep using you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Circumstances has not changed Him. He has got a plan for your life tonight. And He wants to use you. He wants to use you in a great way. He wants to use you in a mighty way. He wants to use you to touch people that nobody else can touch. You have got you're going to make an impact. And you're making an impact if you are a Christian tonight. If you're not allowing fear to stop you or to hinder you. Amen. You are having an impact on people, whether you realize it or not. The enemy say, "I'm not doing anything. I'm not making any difference in the kingdom of God." Well, that is what the enemy wants you to think. That's what he's going to tell you. But you are making a difference. You are making an impact. Amen. Each and every day, people are seeing you. They are hearing you. They are looking to you. They know there's something in you that the world doesn't have. I don't care what they do. You might think, well, you know, my family member is a hopeless case. You just don't know my family member. Well, it doesn't matter what we know. It's who we know, and it's who He is, and it's what He can do. And He wants each and every person in His kingdom. He doesn't want to turn anybody away. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. He will not turn anybody away, but He does not want anybody to be lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor, if you'll come up. Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't He?
Amen.
He's a good God. Amen. We're going to squash fear in this series.
Amen.
We're coming against fear itself.
Amen.
And we're going to squash it. Amen.
Amen.
Because God is wrapping things up.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the last of the last days.
Amen.
Pastor and I believe that. I know this church believes that. God's wrapping it up. And so we're not going to allow fear to stop what God's doing. See, the enemy doesn't want anybody saved. He doesn't want anybody to go to heaven. He doesn't want anybody to live for the Lord. And that's the bottom line tonight. Satan does not want anybody to live for the Lord. So we're going to squash that fear. We're going to squash that the enemy is trying to use against the Christian tonight, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, and we're not going to take it. We're not going to receive it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We give no place to him tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight, we want to give you this opportunity to accept him into your heart. So if you would, just bow your heads with us and pray. Repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I ask you to forgive me of my sins.
I ask you to forgive me of my sins.
I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
Make my life new.
Make my life new.
I surrender to you.
I surrender to you.
And I thank you for it, Father God.
And I thank you for it, Father God.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.